In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks be to God for the magnetic attraction of our Lord Jesus Christ upon this man named Nicodemus. His nighttime visit with the Savior resulted in a blessed conversation. The teacher from God, teaching the teacher of Israel the truth he needed to know for life and salvation. That only those who are born again of water and the Spirit can enter the kingdom of God. Now, it should not surprise us the way Nicodemus reacted to this declaration. Schooled as a Pharisee, the righteousness of works was ingrained in him. He steadfastly embraced the keeping of the law as the way to heaven. Please, Rabbi, all of this talk about being born again, it's so confusing. Couldn't you just give me 5 religious principles and 3 easy laws and rules to keep so that I can earn my membership in the kingdom? By my merit? By my performance? How wonderfully the Lord Jesus responds. Oh, Nicodemus, being born again is not physical, because the flesh, the fallen sin nature of humanity, is flesh. It is without true love and fear of God. It is full of concupiscence. It cannot be changed into something better. It cannot be renovated, refurbished. No matter how many coats of self-righteous paint you slap on it. No. What is needed is to be born again. A new creation. A new spiritual life that is fit for fellowship with God as a member of his kingdom. And this new spiritual life is God's gift to us, granted by means of water and the Spirit, holy baptism. To be sure, the working of the Spirit is mysterious, like the blowing of the wind. And yes, this is beyond human reason that God should use such ordinary means as water, bread and wine, words to convey the blessedness of redemption. But this is according to the will of God. This is his ordaining. All of it grounded upon the person and work of the Son of Man, the one whom the Father gave in love for the world, who descended from heaven in order to be lifted up, just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so that whoever looks to Jesus in faith and clings to his work of salvation, trusting in his sacrifice on Calvary's cross, the shedding of his holy blood for the forgiveness of sins, and his glorious resurrection, shall not perish, but have everlasting life. The saving truth was needed not only by Nicodemus. It is also needed by you and me. We cannot save ourselves from our iniquitous rebellion against the Lord. We cannot rescue ourselves from the condemnation of God's wrath, which we justly deserve because of our sins. We need to look to the Savior. We need to cling to Him. Anytime we change the kingdom of God into human activity, into human programs and human effort, we are traveling the path of a detour to a dead end, the end of hell. To say nothing about dishonoring Jesus Christ and His redemption. No, what is necessary is what God gives to us in our baptism for membership in the kingdom of God. You have been washed with water and God's word, and by virtue of that washing, that baptism, you have been joined to Jesus Christ in His death for your sin and His resurrection for life. In the waters of baptism, you have been cleansed of all your iniquity. In holy baptism, you have been clothed with the righteousness of your Jesus. In holy baptism, the Spirit of God has been poured out upon you in fullest measure, giving you faith to believe in Christ and receive by that faith all of His good gifts of salvation. In your holy baptism, you have been born again and can now see and enter the kingdom of God. Rejoice in your baptism. Cling to it as your comfort and hope. Return to it each day, even as you are doing right now, here in the divine service. Repenting of your sins and receiving the gospel of forgiveness spoken through the mouth of the pastor in the absolution, delivered in the preaching of the gospel, and thanks be to God, granted through the eating and drinking of the body and blood of Jesus Christ for forgiveness, life, and salvation, especially during Lententide. Are we Christians to be renewed in our baptism, so that we may come to the Paschal feast with glad hearts and celebrate it in sincerity and truth, until finally we will, by God's grace, celebrate with Jesus face to face in the eternal kingdom of His glory. An amazing conversation between Jesus and His nighttime visitor. It has been good to listen in on it, hasn't it? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.